that's when like I took a real big pivot in what I do, because originally when I started freelancing, it was all about like writing and developing content. But then once I finished that certification, I was just like, oh my gosh, like I'm going to be able to like automate my business. Imagine how many other people need to automate their business. And just with the skills that I learned from Drip, that was like my pivot and turn. And I decided to niche on that. And that's exactly how I pitch myself.
You are listening to season number 2 of the Double Your Freelancing Podcast. And in this season, we are all in on automation. So we're looking at ways that you can leverage automation, not only in your own business, but also in the businesses of your clients. So Jennifer Nelson is an automation consultant who has also fully automated her own business. And what she's done is she streamlined the way that she gets people to book sales meetings with her, entirely eliminating the back and forth that typically goes into booking meetings, and also the prep work that helps would-be clients understand what it's going to be like to meet and potentially work with Jennifer. So the asset she's created to do this, an email course, is something that she's now promoting at conferences she goes to, events she speaks at, and really everywhere she can online. And she's getting fantastic results. And in this episode, we're going to dive into her setup, and you're going to get an insider's look into what Jennifer's created. This season is sponsored by Drip. If you want to build a dynamic, personalized email course, very similar to the one that Jennifer's about to describe to you, then you're going to want to get set up with Drip. It's the tool that I trust with all of my email courses, and you can get set up today for free. Head over to doubleyourfreelancing.com/drip. And if you do sign up as a result of the show, drop me an email at brennan@doubleyourfreelancing.com, and I'd love to hear what you're planning on automating first. All right, I'd like to introduce you all to Jennifer Nelson. She is the founder, I guess, of JennyMiranda.com, and she offers automation consulting for her clients, but has also done a lot with automation within her own business, which is what I'm most excited to dig into. So welcome, Jenny, to the show.
Thank you, Brennan. Good to be on the show.
Yeah, so it's cool that I just found out you're a Drip certified consultant, which I'm not, or I don't know. I never took a course, but apparently I got the badge.
I'm sure you don't need to. You're the master
of it all. But now, so what got you into the wild and wonderful world of automation?
Well, this is going to be funny because it's actually because of you.
Oh, really? Oh, cool. Okay. Cool.
Well, about what, 2 years ago now, 2.5 years ago, I guess. I was in corporate for a while, working in the advertising space. Spent most of my career at the New York Times, and then also in the ad tech startup. So I have all the foundational background in me. But I think as most entrepreneurs, I came to that like point where I was like, I need to go off on my own. I need to figure out what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And through that whole process, it was just me, you know, finding online ways to get things published on my blog and market myself. And I think the natural thing to do for, you know, I started my own consulting business, had no clients, but I was like, well, let me put blogs out. But the natural thing to do is you say, okay, well, now I also need like a newsletter to share those blogs. So yep. I signed up for MailChimp, which is a thing that everyone knows about, the email platform that everyone knows about. But then using it, I just kind of got bored with it. And I was following this blogger who I just remember I read one of her blogs, and then I downloaded something and it came immediately to my email as a PDF. And I was like, oh my God, that's cool. And how'd she do that? And then I learned that she was using ConvertKit. And I was like, okay, let me sign up for ConvertKit. I did a trial there. And then I think like midway through my ConvertKit, like just getting that little taste of like this automation. And I was already signed up for your emails and I was listening to your podcast. And I saw one of your emails where it said, hey, by the way, I use Drip to send out this email. It only cost $1. This was a while ago. And I was like, well, what's that? What's he using? I like his emails too. And that's when I signed up for it. And, you know, it was just toying with it from there and trying to just figure out what exactly was automation. What does it even mean? And then I just progressed from there and through another podcast that I was listening to, Mixergy actually, I heard about the Lead Pages conference going on. So I went to that like 2 years ago and they were offering out, you know, by the end of that, they offered out their first ever Drip certification course. And I think I was just so energized and like, you know, I just finished spending all this money to go to this conference. Like, why not spend another like $1,000 or whatever to get certified? Sure, yeah. It's like, why not? It's the best time to sell people when they're energized and like motivated. So I signed up for it, and not knowing what I was going to do with it, I was just like, you know what, whatever. Knowledge is always like good. You know, you never need a refund on knowledge. So I purchased the certification, and it was because we were the first people, we had to wait like, gosh, like 3 months just to get started. But when we did, it was hard at first because I was like, I don't know what's going on. This is hard. What am I going to do with this? And then when I finally took the practicum and it all made sense and I was able to do it, I was like, whoa, this was hard, but you were able to do it and you enjoyed it. You could charge for this. That's when like I took a real big pivot in what I do, because originally when I started freelancing, it was all about like writing and developing content. But then once I finished that certification, I was just like, oh my gosh, like I'm going to be able to like automate my business. Imagine how many other people need to automate their business. And just with the skills that I learned from Drip, that was like my pivot and turn. And I decided to niche on that. And that's exactly how I pitch myself as like, you know, automation specialist. And people are like, what? Yes, I want it. And so that's the story.
That's awesome. So looking at your website, I know you've got a really, and I want to dig into this, but you have kind of this, I guess, funnel where you're trying to get people to book a time with you, right? You also have a 5-day email course. You have these two different types of, I guess, pathways that people could go down. But I'm very curious about the email course and what that culminates in. But in terms of the Drip certification, so are you getting a lot of your lead volume from that, or are you these days mostly getting it on your own?
Yeah, it's a mix of both. With the Drip certification, they promote the certified consultants. So that acts as a nice kind of streamlined way of me getting these other online contacts. So people reach out to us individually. So It comes from there for sure. And just having that badge, you know, obviously helps. But then offline is, and there, you know, it's always two different types of clients, because when they come from Drip, they know that they want to use a tool, or they're already signed up for a tool, but they just like, I don't know what to do. So it's a different approach. But then when I'm offline, no one pretty much knows what Drip is in the world, like, you know, wherever I'm networking. So I don't pitch from like the product, like, let me talk to you about Drip. I talk from the standpoint of like, make your life easier. How do you need to make your life easier? Okay, I can figure out some ways to help you. So that conversation, I kind of like those conversations, because they start from more of a, here's the problem, here's the solution. We don't even talk about products at this point. We just talk about what we're going to do to, everyone wants sales. So that's like, if you can talk that game, and I come from a sales world, I actually used to be a sales, advertising salesperson. So if you can talk that game, it really helps when you're just talking about marketing in general, which I think so many people are like scared of marketing consultants because they don't know what the return is.
Well, I mean, you hit the nail on that. I think the more you kind of refocus the technical, which is marketing automation or email marketing automation, with the, well, how do we sell offline? Like, how do you, what typically goes into that? Well, there's, you know, a degree of education that goes into that, right? And then you need to find a way to basically persuade them to take that next step, which is probably to purchase from you. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I've had a lot of really good responses from people who know nothing about automation. When I basically say, look, we're going to basically package the stuff that your sales team is already doing into something that doesn't require your sales team to constantly show up and do this. Now, they're still going to be there probably to close the deal and everything else, especially for bigger, more service-based businesses that don't have a buy now button, and, you know, tends to just immediately make sense for them there. But so you've got your 5-day email course. Walk us through that. So what led you to create that? And I know you're using, you know, services like Lead Digits and other ways to kind of, I assume, get people in that funnel. Tell us a bit about kind of where that funnel came from and why. And also, I'm very curious to know what effect it's had, but we can get to that later on in the conversation.
Yeah. So that 5-day email course, it's actually one of my like most popular funnels or email series, I should say, because I created it a while ago, maybe about a year ago. The way I started it was on my business card. You know, I got Lead Digits and I created this funnel mostly because I was getting clients like just because I met them offline and teaching them like what automation was and just kind of doing that learning process before we even like signed the contract or anything. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I'm meeting people all the time and like it's too much of a mouthful to really try to even explain automation to them at a networking event or something. So what if I give them my business card and then I sign up from my cards, this lead digit, into this automation course. And it actually didn't, so that didn't turn into anything at first when it was just the text, and it's still on my cards to this day. But I think people, one, don't really look at business cards once they go home. It's like, that's it. So they weren't just going home and eagerly signing, opting in. And two, there's probably also a stigma of like, oh no, am I going to get a whole bunch of texts from you now?
Yeah.
So there's a little fear. So that wasn't really turning into anything, but I was like, well, this is still a great course that I created. It's literally 5 days of emails of just kind of taking bite size of like the, you know, here's what it is and here's some neat things about it that you should know. Well, the next thing I did is I teach a few workshops as well. And some networking events are more of like a presentation style. Mm-hmm. And I started giving, oh, and then the other thing, like when I do presentations, like I'll say, hey, text this number to get this deck. And then from there, you'll also be enrolled in this 5-day email course. So those are the three, like, you know, so either it's like some kind of workshop I'm doing, some kind of presentation I'm doing, or like a closed networking I'm doing, I'll give out the text. And that's when people actually do sign up for it or text, because I'm able to say, hey, it's going to send you an email, not like,
sure.
You know, so
yeah, you tell them they're not going to be getting a bunch of spam texts from you. It's just a way to, yeah,
exactly. So that's the process of it all. And that's when I realized that, hey, that works for sure. And it's a great way to get people on my list by giving them value. And it's funny because, so that email is over 5 days and the open rates are amazing. It's like, I have like a 7, it literally, I just looked at it today. I was like, oh my God, 75% open rate and 11% click-through rate. It's pretty good. And I love saying that because I get a lot of, especially when I do teach workshops, you know, the main question is, well, how often should you email your, like, is once a month good? Is once a week good? And I always say like, it depends. Cause like, there's really no right answer, because this email that goes out every single day for 5 days, that's it. People open it. As opposed to if I waited to do it once a month, 5 emails or more once a month, the open rates would probably be low. Mm-hmm. But the fact that I just pitched these people or just like met them and like I got them into the series, it's 5 days. They're already excited about what I have to talk about. And the emails are also, I don't know if I got this, it might have been your, I got this from somewhere. I remember listening to someone and it was just like, you know, label your emails too. Like I actually say, this is email 1 out of 5. This is email 2 out of 5. This is email 3. So that way they know how long this is going to be. And yeah, they open it, or like maybe if they feel like they missed it, they go back to the old one. So it works really well. One thing that I am working on with that is like I have the funnel in there and there's things that they can click on from there, but I want to streamline it a bit more to like one final product, because I am a service business. So I'm trying to figure out what's that online sell that I have so I can make it a quick buy. So it's developing, or I'm changing it, I should say, but it's been working. It's one of my highest engagement vehicles.
Nice. So it sounds like what you're doing, to sum that up, is you're looking for some sort of, I guess, call to action at the end of it that isn't just an open-ended discussion, but something a little more structured that you can offer.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So random question, but have you thought, when you were talking about how nobody opts into business cards or looks at them any longer, got me thinking, when you go to events, have you thought about just saying, hey, I've got this 5-day course, can I add you to it?
No, I haven't. And I think that's the way to go when it comes
to you basically have like a guaranteed 100% opt-in rate, even if they don't really mean it. I mean, it's quite a bit, you know, it doesn't scale as well as maybe a landing page, but it does well in terms of converting people that you're speaking with into actually something a little more streamlined. And I've actually seen a lot of people who will use, so what they'll do is they'll have like go to a networking event or a conference, and I'll say, you know, hey, Jenny, it's been really cool talking. I actually have something that I think you might be interested in. It's a free course I've built on X, Y, and Z. Would it be cool if I send it to you when I get back to my office? And you tend to get a pretty high uptake rate in that. And then that tends to be a very good way, especially when you're starting out and don't have any, say, organic traffic or anything like that, to kind of get the first people through that funnel. And they tend to be really high quality because these are people who've already had a 5-minute conversation with you. So yeah, just a random thing I thought of.
Yeah.
So let's maybe quickly, I'd love to think through, because I think there's going to be a lot of people who kind of get to that cliffhanger of like, well, what is actually she going to change the goal or the end of the email course to push? What have you been thinking? Like, what are some of the different things that you've thought of in terms of how you can better convert people who enter into that funnel to you know, taking that next step, whatever that might be for you.
Yeah. So, you know, it's, I mean, this is a common phrase that we always hear in marketing. If you're delved in the marketing world, I think even Ryan Dice of Digital Marketer always says it's like marketing is like dating. You can't just go for the sale. And it's really true. It's really true. And I think we all forget it all the time because we're just like, we need to get that sale. And what I was doing with that email course, you know, I always look back at it like every month, especially when I see people opt in, because I forget about it, you know, the danger of automation. Sometimes you forget things are going on, then you're like, whoa. So I looked at it again, you know, whatever, a month ago. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, you know, this email is asking people to go right to like the sales page that I had. And I was like, I'm not there to like explain it to them. Yes, they're getting these emails, but it's too soon, too quick.
Yeah. Five days after they met you, or five emails after they met you, they're getting,
It's like, yes, I'm teaching them and that's awesome. But like this whole like, okay, this is what you can buy. So what this is something I actually am whiteboarding right now and drawing. So there's also a lot of drawing when it comes to automation planning. So is a more softer sale. And I think it's something I saw, you know, I got an email and I saw it the other day and I was like, oh, that's smart. Where, you know, I ask a question. So I'll have this email explaining, hey, the first day, here's what automation is. And then I'll pose a question because, you know, we all should know at least one or two challenges that a majority of our customers have. Like you can say, do you find that you don't have enough time in the day? Or let's say this actually, maybe to make it easier. Do you find that it's so annoying to go back and forth trying to book a meeting with your clients or your prospects? And likely the person's going to always say, yeah, yes, it is. Absolutely it is. So then I'll lead to a question. I'll probably lead to a clickable line that says, well, I have an answer for you and how you can fix that. And then that link, that sentence will link to just a softer sale page, basically taking the person through the steps of like the problem. Mm. So just to kind of give it more picture to something I saw recently, it's like that email bought someone to click on that link, and that link led the person to like this text message conversation that the person was having with their coach. And I was like, that's actually pretty cool because I'm actually seeing how it plays out. And I'm also getting the chance to see how this coach responds to this hypothetical customer. And I could be that customer. I was able to put myself in the shoes of that conversation that was that middle page that this company had sent out. And I thought it was really smart. And I was like, yeah, that's something that I think I want to do now, is actually put a middle stage before that sales page comes up. And so one, do that. And then instead of the big sale, which is what I was doing, and you know, as service companies, you're just like, well, I hired me for a consultation. It's hard to really just trust an individual consultant. You don't know who they are and how good are they and how are they accountable. So Tripwire, you know what that is, I'm sure, but like for the world out there, it's like, you know, the softer sale, the lower barrier sale, where it's not too costly and not much of a commitment, but the person can pay like a very small amount compared to your high-end services and get started, you know, make that purchase. So get comfortable paying you, you know, right then and there. And then they get something that's totally valuable and totally useful that, you know, when it comes to that bigger sale, they'll be more comfortable buying from you. So I need to get those two steps in there with this course.
Okay. So basically what you're saying is, and this is something, especially, I mean, it'd be one thing if you're selling a $300 course, you could probably, if that was the end of the road, you could basically pitch that through an email course alone. But you're selling pricey consulting, which again is expensive, requires a lot of trust to be established, and it's also very time consuming from the client's perspective, right? Yep. So what you're going to be doing is you're going to be pushing people towards something. Have you thought about pricing on the Tripwire yet, or what that might look like?
I'm still thinking about it, and I'm thinking something, you know, it's kind of like, should I just make it like a single digit, but then what is it, like some kind of PDF? I think we're definitely all overwhelmed and don't need anything out there. So,
I mean, have you thought about some sort of like small paid consultation-y, roadmap-y type thing where it's just, you know, instead of it being a $10,000 consulting engagement with you, instead it's maybe I've seen, so I don't know if you've heard the story about back when I was shopping around for YouTube marketing or YouTube advertising stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I did hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was for those listening, a quick recap. So I was thinking about running ads on YouTube for my business. I knew nothing about it. And I found this consultant who offered, I think it was like $200 for a 1-hour call. And what he would do on that call is just walk you through like spreadsheets and Google spreadsheets of standard template type things he'd put together, and he'd plug in your numbers with you. So he'd ask you about your sales data and all, and you just kind of put it into the spreadsheet. And then the whole point of that was just to have an hour of being able to see, like, is it viable for me to even consider running ads on YouTube? And for me, I mean, it was spending $200 was a no-brainer. You know, for if I was wearing a consumer hat, I might have had a lot more, you know, hesitation to doing that. But as I was looking into spending a good amount of money investing in not only video production, but also the ad spend and everything else, I was fine paying that. And so again, that goes into knowing your audience, realizing that if you're selling to businesses, you know, a few hundred dollars isn't going to be something they're going to probably lose sweat over or lose sleep over, especially if they're an established company. So that really helped me. And then the upsell from that was a, you know, a few thousand dollar a month, monthly retainer, which I would have never, if he had an email course about like YouTube ads or something, right? And then at the end of it was a pitch for booking him on retainer. I would have never done that. But having that $200 one-off, here's what you pay, here's what you get type service, I was totally cool with doing that. So that could be something to think about.
No, okay. It is. I've been thinking about like the audits, you know, say like on my side, it's like, let me just even audit what you're doing with your email, like, and you know, your funnels in general. So yeah, I have been thinking about that as opposed to the material, but what about, you know, an hour of me, an hour of my time?
Yeah. I mean, I love audit type things where you could do something like, I mean, you're in automation, asking them to basically spell out their current funnel and maybe, you know, kind of working with them to figure out the values of the different parts of the funnel. So what is the value of a subscriber? What's the value of somebody now once they're, or what's the value of a visitor? What's the value of now if they're on your list? Value of a customer, and kind of like figure out, well, what can we do to kind of amplify all these different points of the funnel or stages of the funnel? And yeah, I mean, it's something like that, I think is especially if you're going to do something like an email course, right? Where you're going to be getting people in, presumably potentially at high volume. These aren't people that are like warm leads or anything, right? These are just people that are, you know, Googling around, find an article of yours, read a guest post, and now they're in that. And then you're able to then go in and basically just, you know, find a way to have something that establishes that now they're a client, now there's an actual relationship between the two of you financially. And then from there, you know, going, doing that. I think that's one of these things where if I wasn't doing Right Message these days, I'd be doing that for my own consulting business, because like you, I work in automation, and it's one of these things where a lot of people get automation, but they're not yet sold on, well, if I spend a lot of money on Jenny, am I actually going to get an ROI? So if you could help them figure that out through like a, whether it's an interactive worksheet, which could cost them $9 that they take or they purchase, or something a little more substantial, that's always something that I've seen work pretty well.
Yeah, it's, I'm excited because I really want to, you know, it's been, and especially because actually, you know, the bar that you just saw on my site, it's only been up since December. Because before, again, I was relying on my cards or just me presenting like on a stage or something, but I put it on my website and it's been getting people who come to my blog or people who just come to my site and they do opt in for it. I'm like, well, okay, that works. And I actually have it A/B tested. I have this other offer that pops up instead. And it's, well, I don't think that one's getting as much impressions, but the 5-day course definitely gets the most opt-ins.
Nice. And last question I wanted to ask you about is you've got a Drift widget where you're asking people to basically what's like the one thing you'd like to learn or one technique you'd like to learn. How's that working?
It's good too. I will say it's strange because, and I guess I'll do it too, but like people really just start chatting with you there. And so I'll be like doing whatever I'm doing. Who knows what I'm at lunch, I'm at work, whatever. And I get a message saying, hi, and I'm like, okay. So I forget it's there, but people do start conversations out of there. I actually closed a deal from it too. You know, I don't know how the person found me, but they had a quick, they really needed like 3 hours of a phone call to just get my knowledge and expertise on a certain software. And literally they just started chatting like, hey, how well do you know this product? And I was like, pretty well, like, what's your question? And they said, can we help on a call? And I was like, okay. And I'm thinking this is like, who is this? It's like a setup. And cause it was just too quick. You know, they're a design agency and they had a client that they couldn't just like figure it out. They were like, we'll pay you to just get like a 3-hour like consultation call. And literally, so what, a 2-day turnover of like a sale. So that happens, you know, not every day, but that happens here and there. And it's kind of funny and just cool and nice.
it doesn't sound like it's an integral part of your sales strategy just yet.
No, I mean, I could think about ways to do it more. It's, you know, it's not on my like kind of like top pipeline right now. But on a one thing that I do though is people who do start chatting through there, I set up a Zapier integration where once they start chatting through there, they get, you know, through Zap, they get zapped and sent over to my Drip account and they get added not onto my list. I don't just opt in people to my list because usually they're either asking a question or they're looking to book a time with me. But I send an automated email saying, hey, like, looks like you chatted with my bot or you were trying to book an appointment. You know, it goes out a day later and it basically, it's a 4-day series saying, hey, I'm just going to send you just quick little things about, you know, whatever automation or me or whatever. And you're not on my list or anything like that. But if you want to unsubscribe now, you can. But if you want to opt into these five, you know, they have a selection of about 3 courses. They can, like, one is this 5-day automation course. I have another one on Facebook ads and I have another one on like content creation. So they can just click a link. It's, you know, a trigger link and they'll get opted into that, that course automatically.
Oh, cool.
If they don't do anything. They get on, they're not added into any campaign.
Sure. So they just kind of sit there.
Yeah, they sit there. Maybe I can use them for retargeting. I haven't figured that. I haven't thought about what I want to do with them yet. But they're not into any of my campaigns. If they do click a link, then they do get subscribed.
So you give them just kind of a soft option to join the email course with I guess a trigger link is what you're using to do
that?
Yeah. Which makes sense. I think there's probably quite a few different things you could do around retargeting there too. Like you mentioned, where, especially now with Drip, it's pretty trivial to be able to say, push them into a custom audience that you're going to promote the email course to on Facebook. And then once they opt into that email course, push them out of that custom audience.
Yeah.
And then you never know. I mean, considering that you're looking for big ticket sales, it's like one more customer who succeeds through that funnel makes it all worth it. So we're running out of time, but you wanted to share with everyone the email course you put together. And you said you have an interesting way of getting people who are listening onto that email course. So
yeah,
take us away.
Yeah, there's so many ways to just get people in. So yeah, if anyone wants to check out this 5-day email course, it's a 5-day series that acts like a one-on-one automation 101. So anything and everything you needed to know about marketing automation. If you text DYF, as in W freelancing, DYF Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, to 44222. And all you have to do is enter your email address and that's it. You only get that one text and then it will automatically opt you into that 5-day email course.
Yeah. And that's, so pro tip to anyone listening, that's much better than the usual, oh, go to jennymiranda.com and yeah, that's my website.
Go ahead and find a page.
That email course is now an asset that you can go and, you know, if you go on a different podcast or you're on stage somewhere or you write a guest post for somebody, you just promote that. And then, you know, especially once you have more of that tripwire at the end of it, you then have that really nice funnel that you just focus on getting more people on the top of.
Yeah. And I actually have this going through, like, you know, wherever I speak, you know, if it's on a different podcast, I'm just totally giving away everything that's happened, like my tactics to the person who opts in here. But it's a person, you know, using liquid tags, I actually personalize it. So if they opted in through here, I'll say, hey, thanks for listening to DYF. Podcast, but if it's another podcast, so I don't have to recreate all these different personalized emails. It's, you know, I'm using some liquid coding in there to figure out who they are and personalize it even further.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
Well, all my tricks to reveal.
Well, Jenny, thank you again for coming on the show. This is probably going to be the season I geek out most on, just because, as you know, I love this stuff, but it's always cool to see what consultants are doing with off-the-shelf software that doesn't require you to become some crazy programmer or anything like that. You just pay for a tool like Drip and you can do a lot of this yourself. So thanks for coming on.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This wraps up today's episode from season 2 of the W Your Freelancing Podcast. And again, in this season, we are full focused on automation. So I know for a lot of, especially individual freelancers, the idea of automation just seems insane. Like, why would you do that? It's just me. It's just, you know, little old me doing client work. Why do I even need to think about automation? Well, if we've done our job right throughout this season, you've heard stories and examples and really in-depth case studies from people who are like you and using automation to power core parts of their businesses. So I would highly encourage you, if you're not doing any sort of automation yet, well, there's no better time than now. And you're going to want to go to wfreelancing.com/drip and get an account with Drip. And it's free. You know, you can sign up right now for nothing. Now, they're going to charge you after your first 100 leads. But think about it this way. For you as a consulting business, 100 leads is a lot, right? I mean, that's a good amount of people. You're not asking them to buy a $10 ebook. You're asking them to hire you for lots of money. So, you know, if you were selling to hundreds of thousands of people a very cheap product and you hope that 0.1% of them will turn into a customer, well, that might be a little prohibitive. But if you're selling consulting, which if you're listening to this podcast, you most likely are, then 100 leads is a good amount. And then you're going to get Drip for $49 for your next 2,400 leads on top of that, which for most consulting businesses in my agency back when I had it, we never had anything close to that. So it's a very worthwhile investment, especially once you start to do things like automating the way that you qualify and schedule new clients and then onboard your, or I should say new project leads, and then onboard new clients and then maybe follow up with past clients. Drip can handle all of that. Once you get it up and running, it's just going to keep ticking and working on your behalf forever. So again, wfreelancing.com/drip, and we will see you for the next episode.